So digital poverty is the inability to use IT, either due to the lack of access or due to the lack of skills. It is really a form of poverty because without digital access, without digital skills, you cannot tap into the huge potential of technology to improve your lives and create opportunities.
Is this a new way to measure the world's economy?
It's not a new way, but we believe that technology has become a key enabler of development, and this should be taken seriously. It's not just a luxury or something you do after having addressed other supposedly more pressing issues. Technology can really, really accelerate development in low-income economies and more advanced economies, and we believe that this should be taken really seriously. And the truth is that everybody believes that technology is everywhere, but it is not, and we're missing out on huge opportunities.
Now, the report says Singapore is at the top of the list when it comes to leveraging its technology for social and economic impact. Can you explain how Singapore has done that?
Yes. So in our study, we look at the many drivers of this capacity to leverage IT for competitiveness and for well-being in general. And in the case of Singapore, those drivers all point in the right direction. So we're looking at education. We're looking at the digital ecosystem, you know, the framework conditions for innovation to flourish. We looked at the actual usage. We look at how the government is using technology to enable e-government and e-citizenship. And the entire economy is geared towards knowledge and information and innovation-driven. That makes Singapore really like the top of its class.
What are some of the other top countries?
In the top 10, you know, 7 European countries, mostly the Nordics, so Finland, Sweden, Norway, rank very high. We also observe the rise of the Baltics. So the smaller countries like Estonia and Lithuania and Latvia are also very strong at building a digital economy. Switzerland is also strong, the U.S. in number 7, and Japan number 10. So European and 3 other advanced economies in the top 10. And more generally, we observe a very strong correlation between income level and performance index.
So who's at the bottom?
So we continue to see low-income countries at the bottom of the ranking. We have 143 economies. The bottom of the ranking is occupied by mostly low-income economies, mostly from sub-Saharan Africa. We do observe some success stories amid the bleak picture in these regions. You have countries like Mauritius, you have countries like Rwanda, you have smaller countries in Latin America, for example, Costa Rica or Panama, doing quite well in our ranking, so punching above their weight when it comes to building digital economy.
So does the report make any recommendations as to what countries should be doing in the future?
The report highlights a number of solutions and recommendations on how to address this digital poverty and really bring the IT revolution to the whole world. It's a mix of private sector actions and government interventions. The government has a huge role to play in creating enabling conditions for the private sector to enter the market and offer services and deploy the infrastructure. They have a huge role to play, the government, again, to build the skill set of the population. So it's a combination of factors. There is no one-size-fits-all solution, but the report highlights a number of solutions for all the countries, not just the low-income countries.
Now, I understand this digital divide is not only between countries, but can happen within a country itself.
Even in the most advanced economies, we do observe a widening gap between those who have access to technology and have the skills to use it to the full potential and the others who, because of their age or because of their location or because of their lack of education or simply lack of money to pay for IT, cannot take full benefit of ICT. And this widening digital divide within countries is also a concern that should be addressed, because if it is addressed, then you can really use ICT to create more inclusive societies and support inclusive growth.